dur. Aïe, aïe. Welcome to Studio Two Rocks. Oh, God. Voice is dry. Wonder why. Okay. Yeah, so. And you wait. Yeah, welcome. Oh, welcome. Welcome. Yeah, it's a little better. Just a new little drink. Something. So, yeah, the icon today. I started doing this photograph this morning. I'm going to do more of it later. But this is the start. I'm going to do the macro again. I don't think I need to, but I'm going to do it anyway. So this root is from that 6 feet tall sunflower I grew like 2 months ago. I actually had a picture of it. One of the icons. It's pretty interesting. Like, look at it. I mean, it broke it apart. So dried out, left it in the sun, cleaned it up. Was going to spray some black something. Like varnish. Well, maybe not. Maybe like polyurethane flat. I'm just like, no, just leave. After I'm finished with the photo, I'll find something. Or maybe I'll light it with the match. Just see, go. Why not? Anyway. Yeah. I was listening to. So after the photos, initial photos, I'm like looking, okay, what am I going to do with it? Have a good idea. All that stuff. Start listening to No Agenda. And that got up to like 40 something minutes. And it was like, all right, time for me to do my podcast. So here we are. I'm not drinking coffee. I have a third cup already. So just drinking iced tea. And you know, I thought about it. It's like, because I use the bad stuff. Drink the Crystal Light. You think that those guys will put mRNA stuff in Crystal Light? They're going to put it in vegetables. Vegetables. They're going to put it in meat. Soon will be everything. MRA. Yeah. What are you going to do? Right. Hopefully I'm mRNA immune. I don't know. So far, so good. So. And there's some weird thing happening a few months back on my the right side of my head. It was like this thing is like, I can feel it creeping towards the top. I'm like, all right, gotta stop. So I started using NAC and glutathione, all that stuff. And I think because I did it really heavily, something happened to my vitamin B level. Now my vitamin B level is fine. Oh, I don't feel that stuff. I know something, the little things are still around, but I think it's okay. Pretty sure my body's like rejecting it. Anyway, with that, I'm going to continue. Despite of people surrounding me. No, it's this one. But people in the family, you know. Hey, I want to get a jab again. They want to get a jab. I don't know. Maybe I'm scared. Maybe not. Maybe I should just get it. And maybe, if they knew. If they read the same thing I read, yeah, I'm sure it'd be different. But the walk-ins, or the normies, they call me the normies. I call them the normies. They're the normies. No, you're the normies. No, you are. So no, you are, because you got scared into it, and they promote it to you, and you fell for it. Then now you're promoting it to everybody else, and they fell for it. Yeah, the cycle, crazy. So what happened the weekend? I don't know what happened to the Macron. Le Pen. Did something happen? Something's up. So Jim Jordan says Hunter Biden indictment could be coming. No, if he gets indicted, you know, the big guy is gonna get Elon's going to fix Twitter, which is good. Should be open. Is he? Hopefully. If he doesn't, he takes it and turns around and does something else. That will suck, right? I don't think so. New rules at Rose Garden ceremonies. Wonder why. Ghost gun. Sorry, I'm eating a sausage. That didn't sound right either. And that's all. I'm just looking at this. What's this stupid ghost gun thing? What? Weird stuff. Bitcoin is freedom. Or the Bitcoin conference to 2022. So after hearing from No Agenda, looks like Adam Curry had a bad vacation and went on to speak at this event with Max Gazer, which I haven't listened to Max for so long. Oh, no worry. I have no idea where he is. He was on YouTube. He got kicked off. He got kicked out. Something. But I'll find it. Da 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 Fairness is essential. Fairness. But Mars is a thing. Even not qualified. I'm not talking about gender or nothing, but if you're not qualified for certain things, as if, or if, say, he didn't get a good grade because he didn't study. You try to study, but you can't get it. Maybe this is not your thing. Or B, you didn't study until the last minute. And when went for a test and you failed, should the school tell you this? Oh, that's okay. In fairness, you passed. What about a person who got A? What do you think that person's going to be like? I mean, of course, there's some of the kids, they're like, that's okay. But no matter, deep down inside, you know, you cheated. That makes you feel good when you cheated and you got there. So you don't panic. You know, it just is, and this goes beyond school. When you go for a job, go do something with your life, you're not qualified for it. That position, you shouldn't be there, right? And so there's a big issue with this. Not that our industry will come back, but when it does, it's going to be a big issue. Imagine somebody's not qualified to fly an airplane, but it's the pilot, he or she's the pilot, captain, not qualified captain. It's going to take people up. Whatever could be, you know, packaging, you know, delivery stuff. It crashes. Oh, that's okay. That's okay. We're just being fair. Many people lives lost. Many packaging lost, but that's okay. The pilots, I did not fail. Why? Because in fairness, he was a good captain, even though he's not qualified. People look through the whole thing, he's not qualified. Right? And this is the screwed up part about the whole thing. It's nuts. Let me change the volume a little bit. Okay. Yeah. It's nuts. Right? But you see that. See, for the past 10, 20 years, the root cause of all this was that, you got to be fair to everybody. Oh, you got to be fair to all that. I saw it happen. 20-something years ago, they started in the schools. Oh, you can't talk to a person like that. Be fair because, you know, you're a person to people, but they're not qualified. And they will just say, that person, talking to me, it's like, no, you're a jerk. Like, what? What are you talking about? Person not qualified. Okay, fine. I leave. And guess what happens? Unqualified person gets fired within weeks. I told you it's not. They're not qualified. I was like, can I find somebody else? It's like, no, it's too late. It's like, you want this company to be successful or what? And that happened, you know. It just, I saw that happen. I saw it in schools, what they were doing. My friend's kids, he was telling me what the teacher was saying. Kid got I think it was like something like 70% correct on a test. But teacher gave him A. What? Yeah, took the whole grading system out. I remember that. It just gradually got worse. It's like, oh, we gotta be inclusive, we gotta be fair. And it's breaking down. And if you understand, that's what I want. What the big guys want. Big guys. Big ones up there. Hate speech. That's another one. What's hate speech? When I talk to you, you're not qualified. That's a hate speech. You know, I mean, that scenario could happen. I'm just saying, hey, truth is truth. That's hate speech. They can do that now and tear you down. I think that's the reason why Elon is on Twitter, because we can't have that. You'll kill the society. You'll kill his business. Because society needs to grow. You can't kill off people. If you kill off people, nobody will buy his car. Nobody will work in his factory. Nobody will go in space. The industry goes crap. Who's going to build all the stuff? Who's going to make all the stuff? Who's going to buy all the stuff? Who's going to buy the lower end stuff? It's currently, right now, look at $219 billion be done. Nothing. Right? LinkedIn disable your force Fed account now. Criticizing loan forgiveness. Was it opposing to Democratic plan to loan forgiveness is hate speech? I don't know. Loan forgiveness, okay. Some, I don't know. Really. It just depends. But what about accountability or responsibility? You gotta pay off that thing. What about people before that pay off that thing? It's weird. What a weird thing. Today. At school. I can't understand. School sucks. Yeah, you don't learn crap now. So maybe loan forgiveness for the younger kids now. It's okay. Get the money back. Forget it. But it does kill an industry or something, right? But then again, who owns the loan services? Big bank cartels. It's like a crazy, it's not a vicious circle, it's the craziest circle. Crazy, crazy, crazy. Where are the super rich reside? Mostly in U.S.? I'm on a Sarah Hedge. I'm just looking through the title and stuff. I'm like, hey. Because I'm trying to find Le Pen and stuff. So Macron leading Le Pen into a runoff. They're gonna cheat. It's gonna cheat. They cheat. And the cats, the pets in Shanghai. In bags, oh, poor cats, poor kitties. I've had a big place by myself with a huge land over it. Like, oh, give me those kitties. I'll raise them. No, I'm probably driving me crazy. I can't. One cat is enough. One cat and one dog is enough. And I like medium size, like a beagle or a Jack Russell. Love those Jack Russells. Beagle's my favorite. New World Order. I'm seeing the title. I'm just looking at one of them. Like, okay, I get it. I'm bypassing. Yeah, crypto's going to after the conference. Went down. What happened? And I haven't been looking at CoinDesk for so long. What's in HPC Metaverse Fund for Hong Kong, Singapore private banking clients? Bitcoin declines. Talking about metaverse. Last week, in just one day, I woke up like, no. The vehicles I made, I wrote the software, wrote the script, or thought I need a cruise control for people with a carpal tunnel, because I have carpal tunnel. Sometimes like, oh, man, the up arrow on my right hand, which is the middle finger, and that finger, and the left end is the W, which is still the middle finger. So they say, when you get hurt, my finger's pointing at me. My two middle fingers point at me. Hey, man. You gotta fix that. It's like, stop. F you. It's all right. Did your thing. Well, all right. I need to make it so it's easier. So I did it. I'm like, oh, rolling my head first. I'm just like, oh, we find it and finished. Like, wow. This morning, then I went to do the photographs. And now I'm doing the podcast. Like, hey, found something cool. And it was simple. It's like 1, 2, 3, oh. Everything else take care of itself. I'm like, wow, this is cool, man. I don't need to do a lot. So I'll be converting a whole series of them in the next day or two. Repackage with sales, which I haven't had much of because I don't care. Really it doesn't do anything. Doty Kepper. Another Doty Kepper. She got a wedding. Like, I forgot what they call them. Indian. India. Tradition. Like, I guess we. Sort of like remarriage and show your. No. Devotion. For your other significant other and to go for that ceremony. I was like, wow, cool. All that. Just like, yeah. Big tech censorship. After turn to shadow fan. Okay. I'm gonna bypass all the blue hairs and green hairs, because and the purple hair in the bed, and just why do I have to dye your hair? Why can't you just leave it alone? Why do people just? And somebody told me that, oh no, when you dye your hair, you know, none of those chemicals in your brains and blah, blah, blah. Like, what? What are you talking about? No. But it does just destroy your hair. It does. Hair gets really thinned out. It breaks. Yeah, so like a couple years ago, maybe 15 years ago, it's like, I'm going to stop dyeing my hair. I used to dye it because I was working. You want to present yourself like people think you're young. But after a while, I'm like, they don't care. It's just like, they like my work. They hire me. So I let my hair be natural. You know, felt really good. It's like, this is my hair. I like it. Act your age if you can. You don't have to. Sometimes you don't want to, right? But majority of the time, you should act your age always. I know everybody's trying to be young, but at some point, you just know that's not your thing anymore, and it's work out. I'm looking at all the design thing. Yeah. EU is building a $11 billion tunnel connecting Scandinavia to the Mediterranean. Holy cow. Really? It's nuts. We have to get like Stockholm on the way to Mediterranean, to Italy. Wow. We'll go through the Alps. Kick the Alps. Do you have your vaccine passport? What passport? I don't know what that is. You don't have one, you're not privileged enough to go. You know, that's gonna happen unless something else, but I don't know. There's some crazy stuff. There's some background stuff happening. I've been reading it, I'm just like, oh, something's happening. Maybe like a couple of weeks ago, I got a feeling like, okay, something there, somebody's doing something. It's gonna. Immerse a theatrical walking tour of Andy Warhol's life in the street of New York. I have a friend or acquaintance. I'm friend. I'm calling him friend. No. I've met with Andy Warhol. I'm sure I can ask. You both say, hey, you want to fight? Well, why do you want to go come around? Yeah, sure. Yeah, I'll be the rag doll. I'll be the punching bag. I'll be the jiu-jitsu bag. You can just toss me around. I'll be okay. I think. Design world, nothing. It's nothing exciting. I mean, there's some really exciting stuff. Just, it's like, yes, no, was coming out soon, but it's not. No, it's not. It's crazy. Is it coming out? No, it's not coming out. Oh. And there's so many render stuff. The only cool thing I saw was like a few books. And one of them is like photo books. One of them is Porsche Design 50 years. 50 years of it. It's about time. Yeah. I would like to see that. Because Porsche do also design other things. Other than cars. They put some other things in there. I'd like to get that book. Coffee table. Eventually, if I have a coffee shop, that will be there. Like, you can power it. Can never walk out. Get power it. Borrow it. I'll put a tag on it. Built in. There's a tiny tag you can get with a tape. Like a paper thing. You can insert inside the paper. Can tell the difference. People are like, where? Hey, how'd you find this? Yeah, there. You think Apple tags are the thing. We do see the tiny ones. We just see that math. It looks like a little dot you did with a marker. You take a marker, put a dot, and that's the tag. They have those somewhere. I've seen it. As far as battery, no, they don't. But they run off Wi-Fi, so I mean, the whole world is going to go Wi-Fi anyway. So, I don't know. Everything will be Wi-Fi, will be 5G. This thing just on all the time, so you track it all the time. No, it's spying on you. I don't know. Who knows? There are things out there. I know they're out there, but I have no idea what they can do with it. Oh, yeah. And over the weekend, I watched the F1 or the drivers, whatever, the Netflix one. I thought it was made for USA or something. Well, then I looked at it. I was like, no, this is UK. So, okay, this is the same team. Almost the same, similar team. Similar people working on the... that worked on the Audi movie documentary, the two one. And this Truth After 24th. It's about Audi in the 24th. Le Mans 24. Couple years ago. The same method, the same, all that stuff, all the drama, all that, you know, all that, same paste. No, just all right, let me read the fine lines where who's doing the production and stuff. Like, oh, they're in the same ones. Okay. Well, F1's F1. It's pretty good. Pretty good stuff. But I watched like one, maybe two episodes. I'm like, yeah, don't need to watch anymore. Not as exciting as when I drive in simulator with other drivers and they just sometimes just try to follow me. Like, can't do it that way. You gotta know your car. Or try to pass them and they block you. Like, what are you doing? You're slower. Get to the right. Like, flashing my light. They're still blocking. That kind of drama. And you crash into them. They're like, what did you crash into me? Those tiny people. You meet them Actually, I've seen them in crash videos. You meet them all the time in the streets. Crazy. It's crazy people on the road. It's all your fault, even though it's their fault. And then, you know, you kind of look at it that way, then you just realize, no, this whole one side of society are like that. And they're rich. Rich guys. Rich people. So, not my fault. It's all your fault. So, what do you mean? So, I have more money than you. Sue me then. I guess I don't care. You sue me? I win. Those type of people. Arrogant. Crazy. But other than all that stuff, I don't know what else is there. I might make this one short because I would like to continue that photography. Continue to photograph that route. Continue to listen to No Agenda and finish my breakfast. Then you're cold. Finish that. Because I can talk about a whole bunch of stuff, but hey. Things are happening, but it's in the background. And somewhat exciting, somewhat not. So, French sub, President Macron won around 20%, and around 24%, and 2 weeks, just. So, the Le Pen win. Independent.co.uk. Can't trust these guys. Watching the no. Definitely not CNN. So interesting. You know, like if Macron wins, that means stolen. It is stolen. Stolen. Yeah. Whatever. In a couple of years, they'll be like, "Well, when the truth comes out, if they do come out, I don't know." So, and no, people talk about the mass arrest. And I don't think about it. Maybe they're mass. I think their exodus. Mass exodus more than arrest. There would be arrest, but most of them just like, you quit, we let you go with your money and don't ever come back. That's what's gonna happen, I think. But anyway, before I go, there's this funny thing I did thought about this morning. I'm just thinking like, loudness. involved. And these guys in Japan. Let me see if I can find a good video. I had a known this rock and roll crazy guy. My band members used to, my ex band members used to make fun of me with that rock and roll crazy. The official video. Where's the video? No, that's not it. That's not official. I'll turn the music off. I don't know what the official video. Crap. YouTube still. Loudness. Okay. Watch the video when that's enough. Whatever, you know. Whatever you want to do. That video is original. Yeah. So famous, like, because MTV. Think of this. It's all over, every day they play the song on the radio, they're playing the song. They all play the song. So, what happened is, because they're Asian, they're German, Japanese, right? I got the same hair as they do, because high school time, I was a metalhead. I was like, around like 17 and 18. So I was 17, 18. I'm going to stop music. So 17, 18. I used to take the bus from New Jersey. And meet up with friends in New York. They're from New Jersey too, but sometimes they go early and I'll be like, oh yeah, me up at Tower Records. When Tower Records still there, wait a second. Not Tower Records, sorry. What's the Tower? I don't know if this Tower was Virgin Records. I don't know, either one. So yeah, go hang out. Hang out 42nd, then we go downtown, hang out over there. You know, if you go to some guitar shops and that stuff, maybe a Bleaker Bob's, get some vinyl there too. So I go, my friend's already there. So I like me up, you know, take a little while. I got there on that stuff. I didn't know, like, I don't know, Tower Records, whatever. They had a promotion for it, Loudness. The band was going to show up. Get it signed, get it record signed. So I walk, being Asian, with long hair, not wearing the, you know, just the middle head thing. It's like t-shirt, jeans, black t-shirt, jeans, and, you know, sneakers, Converse, high top. Walk just about, maybe I would say one block away from it. Like, man, all I heard was like, oh my god, it's one of the guys from Loudness. I'm like, and see some people breaking the line, start running towards me. Like, oh crap, I ran fast, man. I used to be on track team, so I ran towards from Tower towards what's that park by the New York Library. Keep forgetting that park name already. To that park. So I basically run towards downtown. I don't know how many blocks. Man, it must mean ran like 10 blocks, like 30s before they stopped chasing. Oh, jeez. Oh, my friends were in the tower. They're like, oh, I didn't hear that. I didn't see anything. Yeah, we saw the promotions. I thought they can tell difference. You don't know difference. Kids, no. They don't know. Oh boy. It was some crazy stuff. Should I play this one? No, I'll play the song. I actually know this song. Then I'll play this song. When somebody break a string, like a guitar player, then the drummer I know this song. Hey, Crazy Nights, man. All right. We just do. People, I don't know. I got a big laugh. But the audience are like, oh my God. And they're like, wait, you're in the band? No. Yeah, please this. I never seen this. I cannot sing like this. But it was just no idea why I thought about loudness. Now I'm like, no, this is great. I love it. That guitar, jeez. Was that Hondo or something special? I forgot. It was just the headstock so weird. I don't know who made it. Really strange. But they're in Japan, they're really, really nice. Replicate or like duplicate or I guess I don't know replicas of like a jazz series, like Gibson jazz, Epiphone jazz type, semi hollows. They're hard to find, but if you feel like one or two companies that makes it, I'm like, well, maybe one day I'll get it. Because I thought about getting Gretsch. Or that guild. Like, I don't know. Maybe look at the Japan thing. I'm like, maybe I should get a Japanese one. Because I know those ones are like custom, like handmade. And the guy is really good. Like, maybe I should get one of those. Maybe one day. I don't know. Maybe. Maybe not. But that was a cool story when I was younger. My younger days. It was just weird. Yeah, I got this weird thing follow me all of them. Why me, man? Why? What did I do? But it was fun. Now think about it. When you get over it, I'm like, man, that was funny. Man. I liked it. Anyway, so have a wonderful Monday of April 11th, 2022. Enjoy the day. I know I always said take off the blue screen, but if you want to be on blue screen, fine. You don't want to, fine. I'd say if you're on the blue screen, learn something. Learn something from it. You have plenty of things. If not, go into nature. Go back to nature. Go back to manual stuff. You begin. But enjoy the day, nevertheless. And rock and roll, crazy nights. Yeah. See you tomorrow. Ciao.